This is Amplify You, the podcast about you discovering your message and broadcasting it to the world. If you're a coach, author, or speaker, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking for the best return on your time investment to get your message out to the world in a bigger way, we're giving you full access and behind-the-scenes look of how we're running our podcast, how our clients have found success, and what you can do to launch your podcast today. The world needs your message. I'm Michelle Abraham, the host. Join my family as we unleash your unique genius and find the connections you need to launch your adventure today. Join us and let's get amplified.
Hello, hello, Amplify You family. Michelle Abraham here, your host. Today, I'm very excited. I'm going to bring you an Ask the Expert. Ilona Sedek is here with us today, and she's going to dive way into social media. It's that mysterious thing that we all know that we need to do and should do, and that's how we're going to help our podcast grow. But it's the one thing that confuses the heck out of most of us, and we get very caught up in social media and what to do and how to do it, and probably spend way too much time doing it and not getting the results that we want. So she's going to set us straight today. But before I tell you a little bit more about Ilona, let me just say hi. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Michelle. So nice to see you and to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Well, it's so good to have you here. And let me tell you a little bit more. Let me tell our audience a little bit more about you. So Ilona Sedek is a content marketing coach. She helps coaches and service-based businesses scale their profitable businesses on social media to increase the brand's visibility and attract clients on social media by posting daily, their daily life. So she's going to make it easy for us. I am so excited about this. She started as a corporate lawyer. After 10 years, she quit to follow her passion. Being a new mom of two under two, she got a BA in teaching Russian language and literature, and then moved to the US and wrote her first book about her experiences as a domestic violence survivor. This book became a bestseller thanks to her marketing strategy. And from there, she started to help other women reach out into the world. So you have such an inspiring story. And you and I share the passion for helping others get their voice out there in the world, and their stories are needed. So welcome, and I'm so excited to dive into it. And so I remember you telling me about your story, about how you kind of like stumbled across this social media thing. And so take us back there. Like, what was it about social media that made you go, this clicks for you? Because for most people, it doesn't. Like, this is like something they struggle with a lot. But for you, you just found it easy and then became a passion. And now you're a full-time business.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to share it because there are so many myths around social media. Like you said, we all know what it is, but we do not know exactly what it is because it's our daily routine already. If I ask you to remember your morning, at some point in your morning, perfectly not right when you wake up, you will scroll through your feed on Facebook, on Instagram, on any other social media. So it's part of our life. And my passion always was I'd love to connect with people. I love to have this ongoing communication, the feeling that I am part of something bigger than me, part of the community, part of the some common interest that we share all together. So this is for me was my passion. And first I tried through books. Like it was very logical for me. I am a philologist and a PhD in law. So I have experience as a scientist, I mean, research, and I love writing. And I thought, okay, writing is the mean to connect. People will read my book and they reach out to me and we start from there. But it appears that it's not the thing because not every person that will read your book will reach out to you. And it's rather complicated if it's you do not have this very simple tool as social media. And especially in my case, I just moved to America. I didn't have any publishing houses knocking on my door and begging me to publish my book. It was only me. And I thought, okay, if it's just me with no budget, no connections, very poor English. So it got to be some way to be out there. And for me, it was social media. And from there, I found this passion that, okay, through books, I can connect with people from time to time. But on the daily basis to be the part of something bigger than me. Again, part of the community. This is my religion. This is I always talk about and help service providers, podcasters. You are the service providers because you provide this service, the space and the time for the person to share their stories, to be heard, to be seen. And through these stories, other people will have this feeling as well. So if I was through something and I hear this person talk about this, so I'm heard too. This is the huge, huge, play huge role in our society. This is why podcasts are so popular. This is why. So again, it's service. So you have this very, very simple tool, how to be out there on the daily basis, almost doing nothing. Because I know it. Podcast is almost as a book, because you are not able to provide daily podcast interview. It's from time to time, according to your schedule, of course. But the point is that your audience needs you on a daily basis. They need your voice. They need your wisdom. They need your point of view, how you see this world, how you actually find your heroes, your person that you interviewed. This is very, very magical behind-the-scenes moment. We all want to know this. And I see your reaction now. This is like, okay, it's kind of a routine thing. Okay, how I find someone to interview, it's not that interesting. It's very simple. Okay, you have some things that you used to find your hero of your story and hear this story. But for most of the people who hear us now, it's a mystery. It's something to unpack. It's something interesting. And when you let us to these behind the scenes, we become part of something magical. This is the person. Now, this is the interview. Like, wow. This is the transformation. It's all in your hands, Michelle. So it's very, very interesting for me to see these process.
Do you think for podcasters that there is a way that would be like a really good formula for like showcasing the guests that you're having on your podcast? Like, you know, do you post a little bit of a snippet before the show, then lead people to the show, and then maybe something from after the show? Or is there some sort of something that you would suggest to help engage the listeners more in the story?
Absolutely. And first of all, I will start not from the guest, not from the show, not from the story. I will start from you as a podcaster. I will start from your values, why you are doing this, why you start your morning, you find your guest, you have this routine daily, you're searching for people, you're searching for stories. Why it's so important for you personally, because you spend the most precious resource that you will ever have in your life, your time. You invest your time in this. Why? Let us know through how you show this process, what it means to you, how you started. Remind us all the time. You can say to me, Michelle, okay, but I told already why I'm starting this podcast, and maybe now people who hear us now, they will know this story. Some of them will not. But you need always remind this story to us, because you always will have a new followers, new listeners, and it's always the right time and right place to share your story. Right. I know you're interested in our stories as your guests, but never ever forget that you are the main figure here. You are the host. So we all should know about you first. And then, as you mentioned very correctly, we should know about the guest ahead of the interview. So it's something, think about, everybody talk about now Barbie movie, marketing campaign. I mean, if you have $100 millions of dollars, of course you will have amazing marketing campaign, like no jokes. But if you do not have this means, the main thing that helps them to thrive, to get this wow effect, because they start ahead, way ahead, 1 year ahead, half a year ahead. So they start very, very early. This buzz making marketing, this is very, very effective. In your case, in podcast interviews, it's very important because I need to anticipate, to wait, to be triggered, to be maybe have a bit spoiler. What is next? Next, what is coming? It's like serious in the very, very best way. We all know Netflix. Some of us will find likes one series, others likes another one, but you do love some series. So you always wait for the next one to come because you know the story in general, you know the main characters, you're in love with them, you get used to them, and you want more and more and more. It's very normal for the human brain to create these more stories from the familiar set to give us this sense of something will come, something interesting will come into my picture, will come into my life. This very interesting story that will transform my life, and I could see my actions through the lenses of other person, other human being, and I can make another decisions in my life. And it's all very accessible to me. It's just in my ears, and like, that's it. That is why buzz marketing, get this excitement. And while it's all happened, you share them, let's say, nuggets of your what will come to your audience if they already hear this interview. Ask them to share something that they were sad about, they were happy about hearing this interview, not something that they can remember, something connected with their emotions. Because when we hear these podcast interviews, we crave for emotions, for emotional connections. It's not about the information itself. I mean, I can Google these things very easily. Right. I do not need to listen 1 hour to have some insights. But I do want to hear the story. I want to hear emotions. I want to be awakened through these emotions. So initiate this communication with them. What was the saddest moment? What was the wow moment in this interview? What was very exciting for you or disappointing for you in this story? Let them share these emotions.
So yeah, we always like encourage our podcasters and their guests to like share openly and share stories and be vulnerable. But, you know, I think sometimes we don't think about then extending that into social media because, you know, the podcast is their platform. That's easy for them to do it on there. But thinking about taking that same concept and doing it on social media and sharing those stories and sharing your takeaways from the podcast too, I think that's a great idea. It's a really good smart strategy. So when you first came to Canada, you started posting about your daily life on social media, and that's kind of what inspired you to start falling in love with social media. Is that right?
I moved to the United States now.
I know.
As soon as I moved, I started to write my book. And then I remembered that I was so naive. I thought that, okay, it's a good book. It's really my story pouring from my heart. It's good. I mean, I know this, it's good.
Yeah.
But it appeared that it's not enough. You need marketing to make this happen, this connection with your reader happen. And I started really share why I'm doing this, why this book is so important for me personally, why it's about, I shared my story, of course, openly, that this tragedy happened to me. I was a victim of domestic violence. Now I'm a survivor, but at some point of my life, I was a victim. So I shared my story. Through this story, a woman who suffered from domestic violence, they came to me and we form a community. And from there, I started to talk about main characters, the plot, the set of the story, why I'm choosing exactly another world fantasy to reveal my story, how it helps to solve the problem of domestic violence, because that was my aim. And it's all through my normal life. And aside of this, I told a lot of stories about how I moved to the United States. Shocking content when I in the store. This is like, I do not have cheese that I'm used to have. Very simple daily moments, but it's actually our life. Mm-hmm. And first, it was the first thing that I clearly remember about the United States. I was living in Arlington. It's kind of close to the Pentagon. I could see the Pentagon through my windows. And it was an apartment building, third floor. And I saw one girl just crossing the street. And she was so free. She was so, inspiring for me. I do not know why, but all that she about how she moves, how she talks, how she dressed up, it was so new for me. It's like another universe, absolutely another universe, another planet. I'm like landing on the moon. Mm-hmm. And this is what was my content at that time. Of course, I shared about my book, but do not forget about the main aim of social media. That is, I always tell them, to be social in social media and to actually share your life there at the extent that you are comfortable with, because it's not your website. Mm-hmm. If you give me the information about your product, about your podcast, it's the information about your podcast. I do not need this on social media. When I click on the icon of Instagram or Facebook, I do not anticipate to learn more about five tips of mindset growing, financial mindset growing quickly and whatever. I want to connect with my friends. I want to know more about what is happening in my world, in my community, what is new about my interest. Some article, someone said something. This is what I'm craving for. Something fun, something interesting, something valuable for me. What is valuable for me? For me, valuable when you connect with me, you awake my emotions, my curiosity, and my instinct to craving for more. This is my value. It's not about these tips. It's not about something very educational and specific. Mm-hmm. It's about connections. It's about to be social in social media. Yeah. If I want just information, I Google it. I look through your website. Don't worry. I will find the information. Absolutely, 100%. But I will not ever, ever find these social connections.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point because, I think we forget the whole purpose of the social media content is to be social because some of us are using it for business and, letting people in like socially, like as things that you would share with friends. I think that's so important to remember. Do you find that there's a particular platform like for the particular for podcasters in particular who are wanting to share their experiences, do you find that LinkedIn is better than Instagram or Facebook's better than Instagram for podcast-specific content?
I would choose the platform according to the audience that you are serving and according to the topic that you are in. If it's very workspace, office space topic and finance, law, something, maybe corporate culture. Mm. For sure, you need LinkedIn for these purposes. But if you want connection through stories of entrepreneurs, through stories of moms of toddlers that sharing these awesome and sad moments through your podcast, you are inspiring women to do something. For sure, Instagram. Mm-hmm. For sure, TikTok. You need these platforms. And in most of the cases, the best combination is when you are on all platforms. It's not that hard, because now I see your reaction like, okay, I need a team of 10, 15 people to do all this job. Thank you for the advice, Ilona, but thank you. No, I'm good. It's not that hard, really. It's not that hard, especially. And artificial intelligence, do not forget that we have it already. So it's very, very, really not that complicated.
You have our podcasters. We have all this content already that just needs to be distributed in a different way for the social.
Yeah, repurpose. Repurpose, and that's it. And it's can be even you can make this automatical way, so you don't need copy paste. I mean, that is why I always for the short form video format, because it's you can be all over the place on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube Shorts. Is the right format to be everywhere. Because the text is kind of limited nowadays, because it's not that interesting as video form. And the next question, normally I would hear that, okay, I'm a podcaster. I'm not the dancing type, or I'm not the painting type, or whatever. But you have a very powerful tool in your hands. You have a stories, powerful stories of people that shares their deepest moments sometimes of their lives, thanks to your space and time that you can connect with them in that way to make them comfortable to share these moments. So use these audio as the sound for your reel. As a visuals, you can use yourself. For example, you do not record the podcast, video format. You do not have it. You just have the audio. Okay, use this audio, but showing yourself working or delivering or connecting with the other guests, but do not show the picture with the other guests, just you. It can be anything. You doing your daily routine, or maybe something that connected to this story. And people will hear this very tender or sad moments. And it's very, very powerful, especially on Instagram, because it's the type of content that reach out the most number of people. It's the inspirational content. And entrepreneurs or coaches or service providers use this audio, use your reel as the audio to their visuals, and it becomes trending. Because in this type of moments, we all been through these moments. So we can share our stories thanks to your audio, for example. And for me, it doesn't matter that it was told by some other guy or woman. It doesn't matter, because it's a part of my story too. So I can relate to this. I can share with my community that I've been through something thanks to your bravery and premiere of your guest.
Cool. Do you have some favorite tools that you're using right now that are good? There's so many tools that have come out since AI has been popular. Do you have favorite social media posting tools, favorite repurposing tools?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely for very simple decisions, budget, super friendly, because that is why I love Instagram for this. It's editing tools. It's really everything that you need is there. If you do not have everything that you need is there, you can use InShot or CapCut. It's very, very budget friendly applications to use for editing your reels. If you want to repurpose your reels, there is an artificial intelligence friendly application. It's called Repurpose. It's actually repurpose your audio, for example, if you're a podcaster, to the other social media formats, even other platforms. It's absolutely without your any of your involvement. Again, very, very budget friendly.
And that was the repurpose.io, right?
Yeah, repurpose.io.
I like that one, yeah.
I mean, very, very simple. Again, if you are, some of us likes to be more aesthetic friendly, to have a very beautiful, in their sense, feed, you can use Instagram layout, free application that you can see how it will look on your feed, in your feed. So it's absolutely free application from Instagram. So you can use it. Canva, I like for carousels. Again, budget friendly. Even free, they have a absolutely free, not trial, free with all these tools, with all these designs. Of course, maybe there are not so many, but as for me, I am not a designer, frankly. For me, it's even easier when I have limited variety of all that I can use. So it's even better for me. Again, it's not a trial. It's absolutely a free design application. You can create the stories, posts on LinkedIn, for Instagram, for Facebook, all the social media that accept this type of text posts, for example, or Pinterest. Canva for Pinterest, it's like they made for each other.
Yeah.
Because it's like beautiful, we make a beauty and show this beauty in the another beautiful Pinterest. If you really want to, you pray for this beauty, maybe your designer and maybe your architect. And your podcast is connected, of course, with this topic. So it's the right place to use it, to start to use it.
When you're thinking about your content and planning it out, are you thinking about starting it in a particular format so that you can get the most use out of it repurposing wise? Like, do you know that when you, like, do you do like all your reels and everything separate from your YouTube shorts, or do you do them all in one go and then repurpose them all in a different way?
For me, I use reels. I use short form video. It's reels. This is my first source, because if you're solopreneurs, if you're just podcaster without 10, 15 people behind you, it's the very good way to grow on any social media. Choose one. Choose one and focus, laser focus on this social media and serve the audience there, your audience there. And for me, it's Instagram. And I use reels. Again, the question, what I should use reels? It depends. Of course, their reach is magnificent. It's breathtaking across all platforms. But if you hate reels, I mean, you cannot even think about this, but you like connect with your audience through text, it's better to create carousel. It's better to create single text posts, because all this energy that we put inside our content, people feel it. People will feel it 100%. If you squeeze yourself and trying to make something that you hate,
yeah,
you will not get any result. I mean, I'm sorry. It worked only this way.
Yeah. And I think with reels too, like reels is probably the most repurposable format, because you can take the reels, mm-hmm. and you can transcribe them to text posts. You could also take them and do YouTube shorts. You could take them and do, you could do stories on Facebook with them. You could do you could do TikTok videos with them, because it's all the same format, right? Whereas like you starting with like the long form, like a podcast episode or whatever, you have to be really specific when you're creating that you create segments in a way that it's repurposable in that format, in those shorts. So I think I see for most people that the extra stuff that you get from the podcast is great. But for people who are just starting out, the reels, it's just fine. The reels have a time limit on them though, right? Like is it a minute?
Nowadays, it's 90 seconds. It's actually everything is reels now. Even if you create a live, for example, on Instagram, it will be considered as a reel. But we have a long form reel and short form reel. Right. And short form reel, if you talk about, as you said, I repurposed it exactly as you said, YouTube shorts, Pinterest video pins, do not forget, they start to welcome all the short form video as well. It's not only about beautiful pictures anymore. It's like across all platforms, you're welcome. LinkedIn, we have stories on LinkedIn. We have ability to post this short form video as the post on LinkedIn. I mean, absolutely accessible to you. Mm-hmm. And when you create these snippets of your long audio, again, choose the moments that awakes emotions of your audience at the maximum. Something that your guests share their wisdom, something that they get very, very hard way. They find out this very, very harsh way. So share it. And again, visuals as you want. If you have direct video, it's perfect. If you do not have no worries, you have plenty of the content around you. Everything is content. Don't forget to film it. You remember this song? Everything is content.
Everything is content. But don't forget to film it. That's my whole life is living off the grid. We take a boat everywhere. Like, we have lots of great filmable content. I just always forget to film it.
Tip for you, do not forget to do this. Get the habit to switch on camera on your phone and forget it. Like, to put it on the way that it films you, but forget about the camera existing. And with time, you will have 1, 2, 3 minutes of the content when you're doing something. It's right. The very, very interesting moments when you're not in the camera.
Right.
I mean, this is me. This is very important thing and another thing. But you are doing something. You're in the process of preparing. You have very natural mimic, gestures, posture. And it's very bright moment to connect with the audience because they see you as you are. And this is the main interesting. Again, I'm here to have this sneak peek of your life.
Right. Yeah.
I'm here for this. I'm sorry, not sorry, but I'm here for this. I'm here for your stories. I mean, it's great that you are doing something very important to the world, but what about your morning coffee? Do you drink coffee or not? I mean, let's find out.
That's funny. I like it. All right. And before we let you go, favorite tool for scheduling in.
Repurpose.
Okay. So to reschedule it all. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I know you said that. I was thinking that was for something else. So that's perfect. Okay. Repurpose was a good one. I like it. Awesome. Well, this has been great tips. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I like your perspective on it, just to be natural, film your everyday life, you know, make it doesn't have to be all those tips that are so important, right? Could just be your opinions or, hey, I noticed this today, or hey, here's this beautiful woman walking across the street. How inspiring. So I love that. So it gives us a little bit more permission to think outside of the box of other types of content and with the real intention of connection with our content to make it a lot easier to think of, you know, people who stress like I need to put the 3 tips up today or whatever. But, you know, if you film what you're having for breakfast, that's just fine too.
Yeah. And share these tips. I had all these visuals you having breakfast. Share these tips. For sure, you have very important things to share. Do it, but do not put, as you said, do not put so much pressure.
Yeah.
On yourself. It's just the piece of content. It's not the end of the world. I mean,
yes,
you have all time and all possibility to do this. It's just the reel. It's another reel that you will have another chance to appear perfectly in another one. I mean, it's not all or nothing moment. It's just the content. It's ongoing process. Don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Love it. Love it. Alana, thank you so much for being here with us today. Can you share with our listeners today where else can they find you? Where can we check out your inspiring stories and Instagram posts?
Exactly, on Instagram. It's just my name, plain and simple. Ilona Seric in one line, and you will find me. And of course, you, as I promised, you will find me on YouTube for shorts, on Pinterest video pins, on TikTok. On LinkedIn, for sure, you find me as well, because I'm all over the social media.
Awesome. And last quick question, which platform do you get the most clients from?
Instagram.
All right. There you go, guys. That is the million-dollar question. For you guys listening, though, podcasters, it should be your answer should be podcast. If it's not, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Instagram is awesome. I love it. All right. Well, thanks, Alana, for being here with us today. And to amplify your family, go out and check out Alana Seric on Instagram and see what she's up to and model. And reach out to her if you have any questions. Thanks, Alana.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, family, for joining us on this adventure. If you're ready to be heard, head over to mypodcastcoach.com, where you'll find out all the tools and tips you'll need to launch your podcast today. If you have a show already and you need some help managing it, please head over to managemypodcast.com, and the Amplify You team would be happy to help you manage your podcast. Please also head over to iTunes, like, subscribe, and review our show so we can spread this message. And until next time, be your own unique genius.